Raiders import. And now I think I can say after seven rounds, Raiders star. Morgan Smithies, welcome to the run home.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me. Much appreciated.
Oh, it's a bonus to have a Raider on the program, especially of a Friday afternoon. Let's rip into, you know, how your big move, obviously, to Australia. You're living in the national capital, which is obviously my home as well. How are you finding it? The weather's pretty much very similar at times.
Yeah, I'm loving it. When I first came over in November, obviously, it was summer, so it took me a few weeks to get used to the hot weather. Obviously, back home, you don't really have pre-seasons like that. Pre-season back home, it's usually, you know, it's snowing, hailing, -5 or whatever, whereas over here it were like 30 degrees. So that took a bit to get used to, but once I got used to the heat, once I got used to it, it started to cool down, to be honest. So this is my kind of weather now.
How did the move to the Raiders eventuate? So did your manager go to the Raiders saying you were looking to come out to Australia, or did the Raiders come to you and say we're looking to recruit?
So what happened was I ended up swapping agents, managers halfway through last year. I had an English one originally, and then I ended up swapping to Ultra Management, which is an Australian one. And with that came a little bit of interest, and Canberra were pretty keen to have me on board. And when I spoke to Sticky, it were definitely something I wanted to do as a player. I wanted to come over here and, you know, test myself in the best comp in the world.
Can I ask you, how much of an influence was Stick in this, like to play under Ricky Stewart? Because he's got, you know, quite a history when it comes to you English lads with Whitehead, Bateman, Hodgson. Is it Sticky, or is it the competition, the NRL, or a bit of both?
A bit of both, to be honest. I think, obviously, I always used to watch Raiders with a few English lads playing here. And I always liked how much Sticky stuck up for his players, you know, with the media, with anything, really. You could tell he really cared about his players. And I knew that would be a coach I wanted to play for. And obviously, with it being such a good comp over here, like I said, I just wanted to test myself and improve myself as a player and as a person, coming out of my comfort zone. It can only do good things for me.
Are you enjoying a country where rugby league is our number one sport, coming from England, where sometimes you're in the shadow of soccer?
Yeah, 100%. Like you say, soccer's massive back home. We call it football, but yeah, it's massive back home. So for it to be so big over here, it just feels like everyone respects it a lot more, obviously, with it being the number one sport. And as a rugby player, that's obviously what you want.
Look, it concerns me greatly that you've naturally formed a bit of a bond, a bit of a tight friendship with the likes of Hudson Young. My stomach turns for you. But I'd been the good, diligent journalist that I am. I want to do a bit of research, and I asked Hudson. He said that you're really fastidious about your ears. Does that mean you're a good listener?
Your ears?
My ears, nah. He's probably on about my cauliflower ears.
Ah. Oh,
I thought you might have been a good listener.
No, I've had a bit of problems with my ears over the years for a bit. Yeah.
Do you drain them?
Do I train them?
Drain them, like with a syringe.
Yeah, I've had them drained so many times. We've just got to the point now where they've just got hard, so they're not too bad anymore. But they caused me a bit of problems last year.
Do you have a partner that is worried about them, or are you single?
No,
we cover all angles on this program.
Enough, so.
Yeah, what does she think about the cauliflower ears?
Oh, she just gets on with it. I'm pretty lucky to have it, to be honest. I'm happy I got with it before my ears were like that.
There you go. Listen, I want to ask you, obviously, about your time back in the Super League. Well, first of all, as a young sort of boy, was it sort of there where you wanted to be, in the Super League, or was it the NRL? Did you sort of have an interest in both growing up?
Yeah, ever since I was young, really. Obviously, when I was younger, I'd be watching the likes of Sam Burgess, and obviously Elliot Whitehead as well. Them kind of players, and I always wanted to play Super League first, and then I always wanted to come over here and test myself. It's been a dream since I was young, really. So when the opportunity came about, I just felt like I had to take it, to be honest.
What have been the differences in high performance training, even facilities between the Super League and the NRL?
To be fair, at Wigan we were pretty fortunate. We had good facilities, but we had probably the best facility in Super League, and even like coming to Raiders, like it's a whole lot better. It's just a better version, really. But I think there's a few facilities like this over here, whereas back home there's probably not great facilities. A few clubs struggle money-wise, so yeah, the facilities are over here are so good. I were impressed when I first come over.
You obviously be keeping an eye on your old club, Wigan, back there. What concerns me is I see Harry Smith and Adam Kieran play more golf than train, but they're still getting the chocolates.
Yeah. Nah, they're going well, Wigan, to be fair. I always try to watch them when I can. I still keep in touch with quite a few of the boys, and they seem to be enjoying it and having a good year.
During your short NRL career so far, are there any players that have really stood out that you've played against or with that have been impressive? And are there any players that you're looking forward to playing against?
Yeah, playing with, Taps has stood out to me. Like, he's obviously a world-class front rower, probably one of the best in the league. He stood out to me, and a few of the other boys as well. And I'm impressed with like the younger boys who I didn't really know before coming over here. You know, the likes of Strangey and the people like that. But playing against, when we played Reece Walsh last week, I didn't realise how good he really was. He's a bit of a freak.
Faster than you expected?
Yeah, a lot quicker than I expected. he has like spurts of speed. I can't really explain it, but yeah, he's a world-class player. I didn't realise how good he was.
It was interesting pre-season talking with Jared Croker, of course. Big plug for our show tomorrow, Saturdays in the Capital on SEN, SEN Track. Jared was telling me that there was a certain calmness about Sticky this year in the pre-season. He was sort of thinking it's because he was no longer there and Jack Whiten had moved on. So that's what he put it down to. But clearly it was, the depth at the Raiders. You've got some awesome young guns. Obviously, Chevy Stewart's known by the public now. Trey Mooney's been super excellent. You've got Ethan Strange. Really exciting times. And, playing with these young guys, it's being a Raiders fan, it's just awesome to watch. And it's exciting. It was supposed to be a transition year for most of us this year, losing the Whitens and obviously Croker.
Yeah, and I think that's what people probably thought going into the season. Obviously, we've got a long way to go for the season so far, but people had us down for finishing bottom. And I think Sticky believed in the squad he had. Not many people probably knew about, like you say, the likes of Stranger and Chevy and Trey. But there's some good talent and some good depth in this squad, but probably not many people actually know about. But yeah, it's clear that Sticky obviously trusts them, which is good.
Got a massive game this Sunday, so you're up against the Sharks, who until last night were the top of the table. Not that there's any easy games in the NRL, but this must be a big one for you guys.
Yeah, 100%, especially with us losing away there. We felt like we had the game in the bag 30 minutes in, and then we let it go. So we're definitely 0-1, and we're looking forward to it. We've got a few stuff to improve from last week coming off the back of that loss. So, yeah, we're just keen to get out there, I think.
What do you expect from young KO Weeks filling in for Jamal Fogarty?
Yeah, Weeks is a good player, and he's got a good kicking game as well. And I think, I think the middles will probably take a little bit more ownership. We'll probably help them two young halves out. But I think he'll have a great game. Like I say, he's a top-class player. So, yeah, I think he'll go well.
Well, I'm on the Raiders bandwagon as usual.
You're on there, yeah.
Thank you for joining us on the run home this afternoon. Go the Green Machine. I just want to leave it at that.
Yeah, no worries. Thank you very much for having me.